The weight of the day, the gravity of the hearings, and the barrage from the media had left him feeling defensive and weary. But this question, so simple yet profound, shifted something within him. He took a deep breath, his eyes searching the horizon momentarily before resting on the young reporter. "In life," he began, his voice was soft yet commanding, "I want to understand, not just for myself, but for every individual trying to find their path, those attempting to balance their passions and duties, and those who might make unorthodox choices in the face of societal expectations." The reporter stood rapt, each word resonating deeply. John continued, "My journey as a lawyer and as a LaFia driver, as unconventional as it might seem, is about connecting with people, understanding their stories, and finding my sense of purpose amidst the myriad narratives of this city." The atmosphere was thick with reflection. Everyone present, from the reporters to the onlookers, seemed mentally traversing their journeys, reflecting on their choices, passions, and desires. The reporter, her eyes shimmering with admiration and introspection, whispered, almost to herself, "Isn't that what we all want?" The silence after John's profound answer seemed to stretch for an eternity, even if it was only a few heartbeats. There was an unfathomable shift in the energy. The pressing crowd now resembled a congregation, and John, their unintentional preacher. Suddenly, a middle-aged reporter from the back, not usually prone to sentimentality, raised his voice. "So amidst the city lights, courtrooms, and the backseat stories of your LaFia, what's been your biggest lesson, Mr. Sonbien?" John tilted his head slightly, considering the question. "Every person has a story," he began, carefully choosing each word. "And within each story is a universe of experiences, hopes, and fears. Our job, whether as lawyers, drivers, or even reporters," he said with a nod towards the crowd, "is to listen, to hear those stories, truly. Through this act of listening, we create bridges and find shared humanity." Another reporter, an older woman with a seasoned demeanor, chimed in, "And with all you've seen and heard, John, from the plush offices to the gritty streets, what gives you hope?" John smiled, thinking of all the people he'd met, the stories he'd heard, and the little moments of kindness and understanding he'd witnessed. "Hope? It's in the eyes of every young student I've given a ride to, passionate about changing the world. It's in the voice of every tired worker heading home after a long shift, still dreaming of a better tomorrow for their kids. It's in the laughter, tears, and silences I've shared with strangers who've become friends, even if just for a ride." His voice grew more assertive, more passionate. "Hope is everywhere if you know where to look. It's in every sunrise that kisses this city, every child's laughter echoing in the streets, and every hand extended in kindness." The thrumming energy of the city seemed to pulse in sync with his words. The reporters, so used to cheesing.